This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Prosecutors and others in the criminal justice community are calling the ruling of a federal appeals court last week an absurd result that set a new law of the land for Montana, finding that people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence under state law are no longer barred from possessing firearms. University of Montana School of Law Professor Andrew King Rice said, "That is scary, given what we know about the presence of a firearm in a domestic violence relationship. You're more than 500 times more likely to have a homicide in that situation." In a unanimous opinion, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a 2023 conviction by federal prosecutors in Montana who had charged the ex-boyfriend of Jermaine Charlo, an indigenous woman missing since 2018, with illegally owning a gun. The defendant, Michael DeFrance, remains convicted of three other charges for lying on federal firearms forms. The three-judge panel found that the federal firearms ban for people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence crimes no longer applies to Montana's domestic abuse laws, referred to in the state as partner or family member assault. They found that the state's definition of assault was broader than the federal threshold for violence. That's because, in addition to physical violence, the state law allows for an assault conviction based on inflicting emotional injury. The federal law prohibits people convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence from owning firearms or ammunition. Essentially, the appeals court found that Montana's law is too broad to trigger that federal statute. The appeals court opinion was written by Judge Morgan Christen, who acknowledged the outcome was problematic, but that the judge's hands were bound by a U.S. Supreme Court precedent. Judge Christen wrote, "Ironically, the result of this case would be different if Montana's laws were less protective of domestic violence victims." King Rice said the result of the ruling will be to increase the presence of guns in volatile relationships. King Rice said of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, "They fell into absurd results in this situation because the way they viewed it, Montana gives more protections, and as a result, survivors in Montana get less protection from the federal statute," he said. Domestic abusers, people who physically assault their spouses, partners, and kids, don't want to lose their firearm access if they're convicted, but that concern also extends to victims. In many cases, the survivor wants to retain access to the couple's guns, given the importance of firearms to many people in Montana. That can undermine their willingness to press charges. Experts say there is such a lethality if there is a gun in the home of an abusive relationship. Missoula County Attorney Matt Jennings said his office has been talking nonstop about the appeals court ruling since it was published. While felons are prohibited under state law from possessing firearms, partner and family member assault crimes are misdemeanors in Montana until a third or subsequent offense. "I am concerned that the ruling dramatically limits our ability to keep firearms out of the hands of abusers prior to them committing that felony. It's a huge topic in our office and a frustrating decision," he said. Domestic violence survivors still have other tools available to keep weapons out of the hands of their abusers, he noted. Those include orders of protection, which can carry a state-level ban on possessing firearms while they're in place. A judge can also order that a domestic violence offender be barred from possessing guns as a condition of release. But Jennings noted those are temporary fixes compared with the permanent status of a person federally banned from owning firearms. "I do think it's going to make a lot of victims pretty nervous about what that means," he said, "and I do think it's going to put more guns in the hands of abusers, and ultimately more women will get hurt over that." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.